The tear rocked mightily. Ants and pieces of ants were catapulted through the air, some ramming him. He fell to the floor of the tier just as it broke loose from the face of the mesa itself. A crack appeared in its face. There was another quick jerk, the sound of more ripping sand, and Felix was flung into the crack. Forrest struck the wall beside him, tumbled sideways by the tilting sand. A half a dozen ants followed. They grasped at him, scraping loudly against his face screen with their clattering pincers. He shoved at them, grabbing at exoskeleton and twisted and heard the sound of it splintering. But there were so many and so little room, and then he saw Forrest was holding on to an ant that had fallen across his face, and he took hold of it too, and they both pulled, and there was a snapping sound, and the ant came apart. He struggled to his feet, felt the ground rumble beneath him. He held out a hand to Forrest, saw that she was engulfed by claws and skulls. Again he grabbed one end and she grabbed the other, and again there was that sound, and again, and then they were suddenly alone in the crack. Both on their feet now, Forrest in front, as they tried to clamber out, and once again the hammer fell. The tier they had vacated tilted wildly, shuddered, and finally sheared loose completely, rolling and tumbling down the slope, crushing hundreds of bodies of the thousands of stunned ants that packed the gorge. Together they grasped the edge of the upper tier and heaved themselves up onto it.
"God damn it!"
shouted Forrest breathlessly. She grabbed one of the able-bodied loaders who sat frozen, holding the floor of the tier for dear life.
"Move it, goddammit! Move these people!"
The warrior looked up at her, unmoving. Forrest cracked her open palm against the side of the trembling helmet.
"Don't you hear me? Get moving! You too!"
she added to the other loaders, each of whom had been likewise occupied with panic.
"Who's going to move these casualties?"
she shouted, sweeping an arm toward the more than 100 who still occupied the tier. With painful slowness, the warriors began to react to her stinging words. They rose and grabbed at the injured and resumed their jobs. Forrest was unsatisfied.
"Where the hell's everybody else? Where are the other loaders?"
she wanted to know. Felix looked around, noticed there were only half a dozen warriors still remaining at the job. He didn't have to ask where they had gone. He knew. They had run away. Emotionless, he picked up the crumpled form of a warrior, and despite her loud and painful protests, heaved her up onto the mesa itself. He grabbed another, this one unconscious, and cartwheeled its frozen form behind the first.
"Felix, forget that shit! Come here!"
shouted Forrest.
"Ants!"
He turned just in time to see her deliver a hammer of her own, a crushing fist through the eye of the first of a half dozen ants that had appeared in the gorge beneath them. Felix lived because he was shielded by the line of warriors between him and the edge. He wasn't blinded because he happened to be looking away at the time. Still, he saw the flash as though there had been nothing at all to obscure his view, and still he felt it, the worst pain he had ever experienced as he was tossed far into the air, a helpless puppet. He flew perhaps 20 meters before touching the ground, where he rolled and skidded and slid, and when he finally came to rest, he saw his power dials drop almost to zero. He had time to lift an arm across his face to cover it from God's angry, boiling gaze, and then all was darkness.